can you truly manifest effectively and get everything that you desire in this life? The first step is going to be to have a clear intention. If you don't know what you want, then you can't possibly chart where you're going. So you have to be clear. You have to be super specific. Map it out. Visualize what that person looks like, what that person does, whatever goal that it is that you have, whether that be a relationship, a home, a car, manifesting your dream career, whatever that looks like for you, you have to be able to see it clearly. Once you're able to see it clearly, then you can effectively map it out. So that's going to go into the second thing. It's going to be visualization. Visualizing literally helps me get my house, car, business opportunities. When you're able to visualize to the T from first person perspective, what it is that you truly want and what it looks like. I mean, the picture has to be vivid. You have to open your eyes after you visualize, feeling, truly feeling and harnessing that visualization, that image. Get what we want, we get what we picture. The third thing, and this is something that I don't really see a lot of people talking about when they're, you know, teaching manifestation or law of attraction, is the healing portion. And in my book, The Master Manifestor, Creating the Life of Your Dreams Through Healing and Self-Love, I really focus on healing. Because healing is going to release those limiting beliefs that you may have. It's going to release the paradigms that you may have encountered growing up. And it's going to really put you in the energy, in the frequency, in the vibration of attracting everything that it is that you want. Because when you truly heal from within, then your vibration is naturally high. And you'll start to bring things into your life with ease. It'll be so easy, so effective. And you'll wonder, like, why haven't I been living my life like this whole time? So the fourth thing is going to be, once you have created the vision, once you have gotten super specific, super detailed, super definite in your purpose, to detach. And by detachment, I mean to completely let it go. You have to be able to have the faith, to have the trust, and to have the belief that the universe, that God, that your higher self, your inner being is going to cultivate a plan on the how, the when, and all of the intricate details in between. Literally, go on with your life. When I say let it go, that doesn't mean operate in a space where, oh, it may never happen, because that's disbelief, that's fear. When I say let it go, I mean just let it go and trust that everything is going to happen the way that it's meant to happen for you, and release the need to curate the how, right? Because we will have an idea of what it is that we want to manifest, and then we'll think about all the ways that it could possibly happen. And what we're doing there is we're trying to be in control. We're trying to take all the power when the power is in the universe. Yes, we have power because we have the power to command what it is that we want. But once we command what it is that we want, the how is not up to us. We leave our faith and our trust in the hands of the universe to truly surprise us, to amaze us, to show us what's really possible. And it's always bigger than what we actually think it's going to be. It's always going to happen in a way that we could have never imagined. And that's just how it works. So when you let go and you trust and you have faith, then it's like, okay, cool. And so the only thing you'll have left to do is to just be. Whatever comes to mind in the present moment, that's when you take action. You have to be able to balance that feminine and that masculine. You have to allow the feminine energy and the masculine energy, the divinity within, to help you in the present moment to get to the next level. How do you do this? That masculine, you've already set the goal, right? The feminine is just being. Just being, it's intuitive. Once you get those intuitive nudges, then allow your masculine to act. And once you're in balance in that area, and you're integrating your vision, you're integrating the picture into your present moment. What does this person do? What does this person see? What does this person say? How does this person talk? How does this person dress? How does this person act? When you're integrating your vision, your picture into your present moment, and then you act as if it's already done, then there's no choice but for the universe, for God to bring it to you. So your only objective at that point is just to stay open to the possibilities of what can happen. And when I say being is just being. It's not doing. It's just operating in your authenticity. It's showing up for yourself. It's doing the things that bring you joy, that make you happy. Because you also have to cultivate that attitude of gratitude. You have to be grateful for what you already have, but also practice gratitude for the things that you are manifesting and bringing in. And practicing gratitude in the now moment. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm living in my dream home. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have my dream car. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have my soulmate, the love of my life. Whatever it is, you have to be happy and grateful now in the moment, because the frequency and the energy, the emotions, the beliefs, the words that you are constantly saying, what your subconscious is telling you, is going to create the vibration that's going to align you with what it is that you truly desire to manifest. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. If you want more tips, be sure to leave a comment, let me know. So what I wanna offer you guys today is a free downloadable worksheet, link in my bio, where you can chart and map your manifestation. You can use scripting, which is very effective when it comes to manifesting, because that way you're able to truly hone in on the power of your imagination. So make sure you click the link in my bio, download your free worksheet, and let me know how it works for you. I want to see what you manifest and what you create in the next 30 days. I want to hear from you. Please let me know, drop a comment. And if there is something that you do specifically to manifest that I didn't mention, let us know. Let the community know. Let's all help each other grow and live the life of our dreams.